Right, so two ways to increase LTV for your SaaS. LTV stands for lifetime value, SaaS stands for software as a service, essentially how you can make more money with your software business. Now, this is guaranteed because I've done it over and over again, and yeah, you'll do this or don't, but if you don't, you'll be doomed forever. So what are these two ways? First one is obviously pretty straightforward, is just charge more, right? If you wanna make more money, if you want to increase the lifetime value of your customers, you want them to pay more over a certain period, is just to charge more, increase your prices. You should be increasing your prices every 6 months, right? Increase your prices because you're adding new features to your software, you're improving the product, so it's only fair to charge more because the product gets better, the value is higher, then you should charge more, right? Then, second thing, which is the biggest one here, is the one that makes more sense, is your main focus should be annual plans. Now, this seems pretty straightforward, but there's two things here that need to make sense and you need to nail down. First things first is if you're just focusing on yearly plans, so instead of people just buying monthly plans, so for $50 they buy a monthly plan, focus on ha and have them buy a yearly plan for half the price. Why? Because you get more money up front. It's simple, right? So with a monthly plan, you're getting $50 today, right? $50 in a month's time. $50 in 60 days, 50 more in 90 days. With a yearly plan, you might get, I don't know, if we discounted it to the months, you might get $10. Actually, that doesn't make sense. With the yearly plan, essentially you get 5,000 or 500 or whatever today, right? They lock in today, they pay you today, so you have more money if you're investing in ads, in marketing, right? You have money up front to invest in acquiring more customers, right? You have more money up front, and it's better to have money today than money tomorrow, right? You want to have your money today, even if that means discounting it, right? And you can use this as a marketing tactic. Here's an example, right? Let's say your monthly plan is $50 a month, right? And let's say on average users on your software stay on for 4 months, right? 50 times 4, that's $200. So your lifetime value for your customers is $200. So if someone comes in, they buy a product, they stay for 4 months at $50 a month. They pay you $50 today, $50 next month, $50 the next month, and over again for month, 4 months, sorry, you make $200, right? Now, the way in which you can use this as a marketing tactic is by discounting it. So here's yearly plan. The yearly plan, of course, yearly plans, you announce them as how much they cost per month, right? It's a marketing technique on your landing page. Let's say it's $19 a month, right? Paid in full, of course, today, right? That means they paid today 228, right? Now, why is this better, right? Because with the 200, you only get these 4 months in, right? With a yearly, even though you're discounting the price over or more than 60%, because $19, $20 is a 60% discount from 50, right? So even though you're discounting your prices 60%, which is seems like a great deal, right? It is a great deal, right? Because why wouldn't I just lock in and the yearly price and save 60%? Sounds like a very good deal, right? And it is, right? But it's even better for you as a business because not only do you discount the price and have the customers be happier, not only do you get money up front, but also you get more money, right? Even though you discount the price 60%, you get more money, right? And you get the money up front. You get $228 up front. You don't have to wait 4 months. And remember, this is the average, right? The average customer stays on for 4 months, right? Maybe it's even three, maybe it's two, right? And most customers won't stay. I mean, you always got to focus on the average still, but still focusing on the average, you get less money. Of course, if you change the values around, you can play around with this change. But the goal you should, the rule of thumb you should follow is have a price, don't focus necessarily on the discount, but have this. I mean, you got to know your numbers. The only number you need to know here is your LTV, your average, the average number of months people stay on for, right? Because as soon as you know this, and as soon as you know your monthly price, you know this value. So now you know that the yearly plan should at least be $1 higher. I mean, or in this case, it's $20 higher, right? And it's worth it. Even though you're just quote unquote making $20 more, $28 more, you're making them today, right? And you're offering them a 60% discount. Now, this might seem quite obvious and might seem like a no-brainer, but this is exactly what we use to make more money, right? To make more money today and increase the business valuation. Because don't forget that if people are staying on for 12 months, by the way, I mean, if they're buying the yearly plan, they're locked in for 12 months, they're gonna be Let's say someone that might have purchased the 4 month the plan, monthly plan and left after 4 months with the monthly plan. And if you're interacting with your users and asking them questions, you get feedback, user feedback for 12 months, ideally, right? So it's very, very important. When user feedback is essentially what makes your product grow. And I often give this analogy, and I'll give it over and over again, which is you don't know what you want to build. I mean, you know what you want to build, but you don't know what you need to build, right? You know that you want this building, right, with this huge big door, right, with a helipad on top, with these huge glass bottom to top, right, floor to ceiling windows, right? You know what you want this with these green flowers in the entrance, right? You know what you want, right? That's the helipad on top, right? You know you want this grand thing, but in reality, maybe your customers just want a mud hut, right? A house made out of mud, right? Maybe your customers only want this, right? And so instead, and the way you go from what you have right now, which is none of these, right? What you have right now should be a shitty version of what you envision, right? You should be a building like this, right? And the way you go from this to whatever you want to go, right, isn't going from this to what you think you want. It's by taking the feedback from the users and building whatever it is they want, because they might not want this. They might just want a bigger mud hut with a slide down the top, right? Hopefully this is making sense, right? And it's an analogy to explain to you that feedback is super important for that, because you get 12 months ideally of back and forth of feedback of interacting with your users, and that's super valuable. So not only do you make more money, you get more feedback, which is super valuable in any software business, any business in general, right? So yeah, that's it. Essentially, that's it. I'm unsure if people like these more boring videos, because yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll keep making them because I like them. But yeah, that's how you make more money with SaaS. That's how you increase the LTV, the lifetime value of your users. First, charge more, increase your prices, and second, focus on yearly plans, right? Pretty straightforward. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for watching.